You're listening to SBS News.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The latest homicide report in Australia shows the number of women murdered by current or former partners rose by 28% in the year to June 2023. Deputy Director of the Australian Institute of Criminology, Dr. Rick Brown, told ABC that more than 1,600 women have died at the hands of their partners through intimate partner homicide since 1989. 000 will be protected against future technical issues like the Optus outage in November last year. Almost one in three Australians were cut off from phone and internet services during the nationwide outage last year, with thousands of calls to the emergency hotline unable to go through. The government will implement all 18 recommendations from a review which was commissioned following the outage. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says there will be greater oversight on access to the emergency outline.
We will be implementing the recommendation to establish a custodian of the 000 service. This will initially be led by the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, who has wide consumer confidence, but also a strong knowledge of the telco sector.
Victims of youth crime are protesting in Queensland, demanding direct government action. Trudy Redding is from the group Voice for Victims, who are taking part in the rally. She told Channel 9 that there needs to be more action on youth crime incidents.
None of it's acceptable. We're at a stage where we've got juveniles that are being kept in watch houses. We've got people that are afraid to sleep in their own homes. And, you know, we need some real action. We've got ministers that have told victims of violent youth crime that this is a fake concern and a media beat-up. So, you know, what we need is we need some real action. We need to know that they're going to do something about this.
A group of Melbourne scientists are close to discovering a vaccine that can fight off all forms of influenza. Scientists at the Doherty Institute have identified 9 new similarities between different types of the influenza B virus, which can be particularly dangerous for children. The study was published in prestigious journal Nature Communications. Authorities have recorded 42,000 confirmed cases of the flu in Australia so far in 2024 and more than 289,000 cases in 2023. A new tax on fossil fuel companies in the world's richest economies could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help vulnerable nations combat climate change. That's according to a report that proposes funds raised by the levy could contribute to the so-called Loss and Damage Fund, agreed on at last year's COP Climate Summit. Professor Matt MacDonald from the University of Queensland says so far pledges made by the larger nations fall far short of what is needed.
The big challenge will be, of course, trying to get states to commit even greater resources, given the scale of loss and damage that we're already seeing and will see in the future.
And in tennis, Rafael Nadal has battled into the fourth round of the Madrid Open with a hard-fought win over Argentina's Pedro Cachin. The 37-year-old defeated Cachin in a three-hour-long battle as he builds his fitness for the French Open next month. He cruised through the first set but lost a second in a tie break before eventually sealing a 6-1, 6-7, 6-3 victory. Nadal spoke in a post-match interview.
Some moments good, some moments not good. I find a way to be through. No, I think in the third set, even with some mistakes, I was able to be a little bit more unpredictable, and that probably changed the match.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.